Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Healthcare reform went into effect last night at midnight. I think the earth is still spinning, but we want to bring in Jason Moon, spokesman for the Michigan Office of Financial and Insurance Regulation. Hello, Jason.
Thanks for having me.
What about the changes? First of all, the biggest changes that our listeners will encounter the rest of this year.
Well, so this is in effect today. Insurers and employers providing dependent coverage to children are required to make that coverage available to children up to age 26. It's important to note that someone will not be able to add their child until their group's open enrollment period. So for state of Michigan employees, that's October 1st. For many other employer-based insurance, that's January 1st. So you're going to want to check with your insurance company or your employer to find out when that open enrollment begins so you can add that dependent child.
All right. If you had a child who was about to turn 21, or whatever age would be required here, then do you have to do anything extra?
Well, you're just going to want to talk to your HR rep and let them know that when it's open enrollment time that you're going to be adding that child. You're going to want to check to see how that may affect your premiums. They could increase slightly, but again, check with your insurer.
When people talk about health care reform, they assume that it is one giant provision that's going into effect at one time, and it's really a number of things kind of phased in, right?
That's right, but there are a number of important reforms in addition to that dependent child extension. I'll just talk briefly about a few others.
Okay.
Children will not be able to be denied coverage if they have a serious medical condition. So let's say if your child has diabetes, they're not going to be able to be denied coverage, or an insurance company cannot say, okay, we'll cover you, but not that particular illness. Mm-hmm. So that's an important fact, and that will apply to all individuals beginning 2014 when the large expansion goes into effect. Another important reform are new plans, or when your plan is renewed, any cost sharing or co-pays or deductibles for preventative services will be eliminated. So a company can't charge you a deductible for things like immunizations or mammograms for women, things that are a preventative measure.
Okay. That is something I think for a lot of people might come into play. Deductible is always a very interesting part of an insurance company bill. And you got co-pays and a lot of preventative care items, as you say. In terms of lifetime limits, a lot of people think, well, yeah, I've reached a certain point. Now I can't be covered.
Well, yes, that's an important reform. So, again, for new plans or as plans are renewed, insurers will be prohibited from setting lifetime limits for key health benefits. So let's say that you've made several trips to the hospital. Previously, an insurance company say, okay, you reached that cap. We're not going to cover you for any future hospitalization or emergency services. Well, now that's eliminated. So if you happen to have to have a reoccurrence of an emergency service, there's not going to be a cap on that throughout the lifetime of the contract.
You can still, a company can still charge higher premiums, right, for someone who may have a certain condition.
Yes, yes. Again, that's why we encourage folks to always shop around, work with a licensed insurance agent to find a plan that best suits you and your family. These reforms now provide a certain, a floor for coverage, so people have a better apples-to-apples comparison. You know, you're going to have to be covered for these things. And then you can move on to other rates and other things that you may want to add it to your coverage.
All right. The rule about pre-existing conditions, that does not apply to plans purchased before the new law's adoption, correct?
Right. But as are we talking about the pre-existing conditions for children?
Yes.
Yeah. So that would be so if you want to add, before you had a individual plan, but you wanted to add like an ill family member and they were denied, so you can find a new plan. And then they could be added, or you can wait until your anniversary date of that plan happens to come around, and then you'll be able to add that child.
All right. In terms of canceling a policy without proving fraud, what are the details on that?
That's another important one. Insurers will be prohibited from rescinding or retroactively canceling your health insurance coverage. And this is unless you have committed some sort of fraud or made a misrepresentation on your application. So there were insurance companies out there that I'll use the diabetes example again. You came down with diabetes. You were a couple years into a policy. You came down with diabetes. They're going to say, well, you know, you didn't tell us you had hay fever 3 years ago. And we're going to cancel your policy. Won't be able to do that anymore. They can't post-claim underwrite you, is what the industry calls it. Won't be able to do that. They'll only be able to rescind your policy if you lied on the application or made some sort of fraudulent act.
Okay. I think for a lot of people, they had the idea that insurance companies want to insure healthy people. That makes perfect sense. And if they would find someone who was no longer healthy, they would try to get them off their rolls. It looks like a lot of these provisions protect against that.
That's right. This is part of the Affordable Care Act that was designed to give more people access to quality, affordable health care, and these reforms are an important step in that process.
All right. What about plan years? And people say that these additional benefits can take effect after the renewal date.
Right. So, for state of Michigan employees, your enrollment date begins October 1st, and that's every year. Different employers have different enrollment dates. Some are January 1st at the beginning of the year. But if you're purchasing your own insurance, let's just say you go on the individual market, your anniversary date would be the date that you purchased that. So then when the next year rolls around, if you're still on that plan, that'd be the new plan year. So, again, contact your employer or your insurer to find out when your open enrollment begins so that you may be able to take advantage of some of these reforms.
What about preventative services? We see free preventative services here.
Yeah, about providing no-cost preventative care, so they won't be able to charge you a deductible or any other cost-sharing measure, whether it be a copay or co-insurance, for preventative care such as immunizations or mammograms for women.
I guess the final thing is the right to appeal denial of claims. Before, if your claim was denied, there weren't a lot of places you could go.
Well, in Michigan, you were able to submit an appeal with us.
To you. Right.
Yeah, it's called the PRIRA Act. What we do is we take a look at that. If it was a medical question, we would send that out to a medical expert, and then the commissioner would make a final decision. So Michigan consumers have sort of had that option all along. Now it's across board for all the nation's consumers. And I'll just add to that if anyone has any question or complaint about an insurance company, an insurance product, or an agency or an agent, they care to call our office toll-free. It's 877-999-6442. They will get a live person anytime between 8 and 5 on the weekdays. And we're here to help the public understand these reforms.
With the expected questions that would come with this, do you have additional people in your office, or are you going to be on the phone 40 hours a week?
Well, I'm doing interviews nonstop, and that's my job, and I'm happy to do it, and it's important to get the word out to consumers. Our staff answers over 110,000 calls a year, you know, over 2,000 calls a week, so they're working around clock. We have seen a little uptick in calls based on these reforms, so, again, they're working hard, and they'll be able to answer your questions.
Jason, give us that phone number again and the website, if you will.
It's 877-999-6442, and the website is michigan.gov/OFIR.
Jason Moon, spokesman for the Michigan Office of Financial and Insurance Regulation, on day one of health care reform. Jason, thanks so much for joining us.
Anytime, Jack. Thank you.
We'll be right back with more. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.